That's Joe Louis Walker. Keep on believing. Well, we kept on believing that we would be speaking with Joe Louis Walker, and I think we're going to do that right now. Are you on the phone there, Joe?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Hey, it's great to talk with you. I'm such an admirer of yours. You've been at this a long, long time, and you've gone through a lot of different styles of music. And you are playing at Chan's in Woonsocket this Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to that. Always look forward to go to Chan's.
I know. John, he's such a wonderful person, isn't he? We were just talking before we went on the air about John Chan and about how unique he is. And there's not that many clubs left, you know, individual clubs left owned by a single person who has a, you know, a vision for how they want things to go. And John Chan is one of those people. You've played there before, though, so we are really looking forward to having you back in New England. I was checking on your website, and it looks like you've got some gigs. You are traveling all around. Let's see here. You're at Chan's on Friday, and then you're back in San Francisco at the end of the month. And you are originally from San Francisco, is that right?
Yes, I am. So I live off the Hudson River now, not far from Hyde Park. I've been here about 13, 14 years. So I'm sort of, a staple here off the Hudson. So I love the beautiful area.
Indeed. Indeed. So we were talking before, you know, you started playing out when you were still just a teenager. You grew up in San Francisco and started playing out. And we were talking before about that period of time, because we're talking about the mid-60s. So that's when most people started to hear about San Francisco because of the Flower Children. But you were saying, tell me again about that. They were just some kids that moved into your neighborhood.
Yeah, for the most part. They were just young people in their late teens, some in the early 20s who had, you know, you get kids moving from Iowa or Midwest, not Omaha, Nebraska, or Chicago, and because they were sort of looking for a new way to express themselves, and they also wanted to grow their hair long. They wanted to, you know, do their own thing. And you had a lot of women that didn't want, you know, wanted women's rights. So San Francisco was the main place. You know, you didn't have to wear a bra. And people wanted gay rights. There was an area in San Francisco called Castro Valley that was really instrumental in gay rights being formulated. And of course, there was civil rights and senior rights. There was big. I know about all these rights because I did benefit for all of them. so it was that type of thing. And so there was a big, big meeting of different musical styles and younger people meeting with people from the neighborhood and musical styles, people playing together. And somebody you'd never hear would be on a bill with somebody you'd like. And then you got to meet somebody who was into that other style of music. And you were in your style of music, and you started telling them more about your style of music. They tell you more about theirs. The next thing you know, you got a friend, you know. Bands got started like that. A lot of bands got started in the Bay Area like that. So it was a fertile, very fertile. And they had the Blues Renaissance, which was tailor-made for me. And coming through there, a lot of guys stayed on the West Coast. Lowell Folsom stayed. One of my mentors, he stayed out there. Percy Mayfield stayed, great songwriter. Just on and on and on and on and on. All these guys. Jimmy Reed died out there. In fact, my bass player, he played with me for many years. Henry Oden ended up playing with him, playing with Jimmy Reed right before he died. So a lot of guys would come out and get musicians to back them up. I backed quite a few people. I backed Donnelly Hooker, Earl Hooker. I played a lot with Fred McDowell, a lot with Fred, acoustically. Magic Sam came through. I didn't back him up, but I did help with them finding some guys to back him up. And a lot of guys would come out, and I got to know them very well. you know, and it was good education for me.
It certainly was. What an amazing education right there, just living your life. What an amazing education for a young musician. And now here we are all these years later, and now you have taken all of those influences, and they come out in your music, and that's what we'll be hearing Friday night at Chan's. If you're just joining us right now, I'm Michelle Wilson. It's Morning Vibe Time here on 90.5 WICN. I'm speaking with Joe Lewis Walker, who will be playing at Chan's in Woonsocket on Friday night. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me this morning. I really appreciate it. I'm going to play one more track from your album, which is called Pasa Tiempo. And we're going to hear a track called It Hurts Me Too. And actually, I wanted to mention on we heard another track off this, and it features a fella that we're pretty familiar with here at WICN. That's Mr. Duke Robillard. And Duke has been featured on, he's not on this album. He's been featured on one of your albums. You've worked with an awful lot of people. And are you bringing you bring your own band around with you when you tour, or do you pick people up locally, or how do you do it?
Well, these guys have worked with me quite a bit. John Medeiros on drums and vocals, and Jeffrey Murphy on bass, and Scott Malici up here in the Hudson Valley with me, so they play with me quite a bit. We just got to doing some recording, which will be released next year.
Fantastic!
We also have Eddie Jackson on bongos when he's available. So it's a nice little unit.
Great. Nothing like the sound of people that have been making music together for a long time. Joe Lewis Walker. I'm speaking with Joe Lewis Walker. He's playing at Chan's this Friday night. And thank you so much for taking the time to call today. We're going to play you out with one of your own tunes, It Hurts Me Too. Although this didn't hurt a bit, and I hope it didn't hurt you a bit either.
No, it didn't hurt at all, Michelle. You evil gal, you.
Oh, yeah, baby, that's me, all right.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, you're the best. So Friday night at Chan's, go on out and see Joe Lewis Walker. Thanks so much.
Please come on out, and I hope to get with you in let's do some singing and shouting one day.
Oh, that would be awesome. Okay, bye.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, it sure would. Okay. All right.